Rice farmers always have to contend with diseases, but the disease rice blast typically isn't a big problem for them. This year is different, and farmers are seeing an unusual amount of blasts in their fields. LSU Ag Center rice breeder and rice station director Steve Linscomb.
I've been working in rice for 30 years, and I have seen various levels of blasts through the years. I have never seen the extent of pressure that we have in 2012.
Blasts can cause heavy damage to the crop, attacking the leaves of the plant, then working its way up the stalk, eventually leaving everything above the infestation site sterile. A mild winter and the lack of a killing freeze may have caused the abundance of blast. Linscomb said despite the severity of the crop, farmers have been able to control it, so the disease hasn't hurt the majority of the crop.
We do have some acres where a fungicide was not used, or perhaps the timing on the fungicide was a little bit late, and we do have some pretty severe injury from this disease in those fields.
LSU Ag Center plant pathologist Don Groth says controlling the disease is costly, making it harder for farmers already struggling with weak prices.
Looking at one or maybe two applications versus one, so your fungicide and application costs doubled.
Linscomb says the outbreak was beneficial to his breeding program.
It'll really allow me to eliminate some material that without this level of infection, I would have kept in my program, and we might have some of the same situations develop a few years down the road.
With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.